You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. We're at Surfaces 2026, first day of the show in the afternoon, and I have the privilege of being with Will and Joe Young. How you guys doing?
Pretty good today, Kim.
Can't complain. Can't complain.
I feel like I've been here for a week.
Well, this is actually the first day.
Okay, we're good.
And actually, the storm, you wouldn't know there was a storm based on the traffic in this space, would you?
No, our booth has been busy. I think, you know, obviously a lot of focus on hard surface this year, but last year was also a light introduction on the carpet side. And so I think there's just a dual interest, let's call it, when people come by the booth now.
But it's a lot of new customers. That's the neat part right now. There's some of them we're kind of taking to the next level. They're already great customers of ours, especially on our core competencies on the soft surface side, and bringing that relationship into the other piece of the businesses that we're now starting is great. But traffic's good. I'll say this, we have a few people that are not here right now, and I would imagine some of their customers aren't quite here yet either.
So I introduced you as the twins. Obviously, you're Bob Shaw's grandsons, and this story started in 2009 when Bob built the first plan. He also bought Dreamweaver. Yep. Take us through some of the steps in the last 15 years.
Yeah, so 2009 we start. Essentially, our granddad says, I believe you can make residential carpet differently and better. And so that's kind of what we set out to do. We've always known as that kind of commodity kings, I guess you would say. So starting out really in the base grade area, and then we've really elevated ourselves after the acquisition of Dreamweaver, some of the things we've done on the soft side. So it's been incredible growth. The team is growing. And so you're going to see a lot more talent coming this way, especially on the hard surface side.
So on the team, you brought over Trey Timms.
He's here. I basically lost my job at that point, I think. I said, I don't know what you're doing here exactly. I'm not sure what I'll be doing anymore.
And then you brought Matt Rosato.
Matt Rosato came over as well. He has a hard surface background and also in some of the higher end brands as well at his former place of work. And so Matt's been a breath of fresh air, especially focused on the business development side on hard surfaces where his.
And I noticed Katie Lorraine is here.
Katie Lorraine. Katie's on week two, I think. Yeah, we've already traveled together, and so we're getting the ball rolling very quickly there. But I'll tack on to what Joe was saying earlier. You know, the wildest thing is today, we're standing on solution dyed polyester. In 2009, this was this tiny little piece of this business. And when you look around today, you're talking about business that is, from a residential carpet standpoint, almost all generated off of polyester, but specifically solution dyed. It's been the only growth that we've had. And then you start thinking about the competitors. I mean, you no longer have a Stainmaster or an Invista in the business. Like, truly, there was an exit of the folks that were holding up that last piece of that nylon in residential. And the change, 15 years, that's hard to believe. That's a quick change for this
industry. But I would also say the competition now is actually probably harder than it's ever been because everyone is selling one thing. So you used to go out there and we're talking carrots and radish and all this differentiation. Yeah. And the reality is you got to differentiate yourself in different ways. And so one of the big things you're going to see from us this year is color. At the end of the day, we have a lot of capacities. And so for us, we're able to do different things that I think will continue to help separate us from the competition.
While we're still telling the initial story, you also brought one of those Hemmen DLP lines and you got to Pure Grain. You actually make in the United States in Dalton, Georgia, you make LVT, right?
Yep. So generally, you know, when we're always looking for differentiators, right? And so, you know, my granddaddy said, well, if we had come out with topically dyed nylon, we would have gotten crushed. We would not be talking. Yeah. And so when we were looking at LVT, you know, his background of the chemical companies, the Allies, the Monsanto's, the DuPont's, kind of controlling the carpet industry. Well, that's not all that different when you look at the hard surface side. If you're buying films and you're buying wear layers, they're all coming from Asia. And so kind of a control your own destiny. He calls it added value. Yeah. You want to create that value from the very beginning. And so one way of doing that was being able to print directly on the board. And it obviously has some really great attributes. Talk about 35 planks before it repeats versus let's call it an average of 6, right? You're able to get to these AC4, AC5. You know, the realism is there. You're comparing yourself to really laminate from a scratch standpoint. So it's been fantastic. Once again, you look at last year versus where we are this year from a product standpoint and a sales standpoint, we're in a good place.
What's the percentage of carpet to hard surface now?
For us?
Come on.
For us? Let's call it the 80-20 rule without looking at particulars. Yeah. Probably the 80-20 rule.
It's the fastest growing segment of our business is currently in hard surface.
The mix has changed significantly even over the last year or two to where you look at how do you grow, right? It's not, you're going to have to be focused on more segments.
Okay. How was business last year?
You know, the wild thing is I told somebody earlier and they
vehemently disagreed with me, but I said I would sign up for 2025 for the next 25
over
years,
and over and over.
Which is a wild thing to say, but we had a year that, yes, there were soft conditions out there from a macro level, and you can't affect that right now, but we did so much in that 12-month period of setting ourselves up for 2026 that, frankly, number one, we had a nice year at Engineered Floors, and by the second half, specifically into the fourth quarter, we started seeing almost every portion of our business growing at the rate that we've become accustomed to, and so I think we made some decisions long ago that have set us up to be competitive in the categories that we are, even when there are soft market conditions. But 2025 was not a bad year, but it was certainly a year that we saw us digesting a lot of new ideas in our company. And we had faces coming in that were changing. But also, the best thing about us, majority of these people, you already know them, but they're coming into new roles. We're promoting from within as well as looking outside for talent. And I think we put together a pretty great team. And it's a team that people want to be on, and that's a good thing.
I think Will called it 2025 was a full contact sport.
I heard that from somebody.
So you do have to be physical. Yeah.
Okay, so before we run out of time, tell us what you're excited about for 2026.
You know, I think we're the continued growth on our hard surface side. I think last year we kind of thought we were here. Like Will said, we were digesting a lot of things, executing. There's consistency that's needed on the hard surface side, whether that's a sampling standpoint, a pricing standpoint, whatever that is. So becoming that full service provider, not being looked at as just the entry-level guy, because yeah, we got that, we're always good at that, but get into better goods on both the WPC, the laminate side. Even loose lay is becoming an important factor in certain areas, especially the middle of the country. So really spreading ourselves across all of those different areas that give us opportunity for growth.
So you think it's going to be a good year?
I think we're going to have a fantastic year.
Okay.
As our fearless leader tells us, winter happens every year. Don't blame it on a winter storm. We got the benefit of that in the first 2 weeks, and we're getting kind of the reality check right now.
I've negotiated with your grandfather before. I know he doesn't take any excuses.
They're all excuses, and everybody's got one.
Great to spend time with you guys. Been talking to the twins, both Will and Joe Young, here at the Engineered Floor Space at Surfaces, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.